I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If I could follow Phil's question, and I'm not being glib at all here, Phil, I think the question is, if you guys lose this weekend, are you automatic sellers at the trade deadline? I think that's what everybody's wondering and kind of the talk radio fodder. And maybe it's not something you entertain, but that, I think, is the question.
Uncomfortable silence.
Very uncomfortable silence.
Yeah, well, I guess I'll just put it nicely and pass on the opportunity to get involved in talk radio. That's really a tough one for me to say no to, but I'm just going to say no to talk radio questions. Thank you. Thanks for asking. I appreciate the opportunity to get involved.
Ben and Wood, so that was the question that initially sent us down the Bill Belichick playlist rabbit hole that we were on the last few minutes. But we started, and Wood, you said, is that a good question? And we kind of decided, that's not the worst. We've heard worse questions, we thought.
Yeah, talk about what pitch you're looking for.
So before we get to our streaming television recommendations with Craig Elston, our boss, Adam Klug, dropped by, and he's about to give us a tutorial, Woodsy, and I want you to pay close attention here on question asking, because we learned that Adam has actually gone through question asking school. Is that correct, Adam?
I don't know that I would call it question asking school, but interview training, yes.
That's question asking school. Interview training. So they actually, this is such a thing. I've worked in media for 20 years. No one's ever trained me how to do an interview.
We know.
Well, I was driving in, and I heard you guys ask the question, and I think you both said, it was a great question.
Yeah.
And I disagreed. I think it was actually a really bad question for several reasons.
This is like an air check live on the radio. I love this.
Well, she starts off by saying, I'm not trying to be glib, which totally kind of puts down the question that she's about to ask.
Okay. Makes sense.
She then goes into a hypothetical situation, which no coach is going to entertain. It's also negatively hypothetical. She says, if you lose.
God, you're brilliant.
He's never going to entertain. I'm not going to answer a question about if we lose. It also uses trigger words, automatic seller. So you're assuming our season is over. And it just completely puts the interview subject, Bill Belichick in this case, on, right on his back heels. And then after that, she says, she begins talking after the question is asked instead of just shutting up. She continues talking and even kind of denigrates itself by that's what people on talk radio are talking about.
Talk radio.
What she should have asked is,
all right, how should she have done it?
Bill, how will the result of Sunday's game affect how your team approaches the trade deadline?
Unbelievable.
Look at that.
Neutral, doesn't make any assumptions.
Ooh.
And
kind of puts them on the spot a little bit, like, this is what you get here at Entercom San Diego.
And you might have gotten 6 seconds of silence rather than
nine.
And the same non-answer from Bill Belichick.
Well, he's Bill Belichick. He still probably wouldn't have answered, but at least it's not a leading question of if you lose. It doesn't lead the subject. It doesn't make any assumptions. It's neutral. How will it affect your
decision? Now, if we are hosting, though, on, in Boston, Sports Talk Radio, or what's our intercom station in Boston?
WEEI.
WEEI, the blowtorch of New England sports. That would be a great topic this morning.
Of course it would.
If the Patriots lose this week, do we blow up the season? Do we blow up the roster? Are we sellers?
Sure.
Call now. Our WEEI lines are open for you. That's a great question.
It's a great question.
Of course.
For fans, but not for Bill Belichick.
Not for an interview subject.
Amazing.
Or a press conference.
I see that,
subject.
Yes.
It's
I
the
agree.
Same thing with Woods. He always says talk about. That's not a question.
It's not a question. Yeah.
You notice that, too.
It's a command.
I hate that. Hate it. It's like my number one thing. The guy just hit a walk-off. Hey, what were you looking for there?
Right.
A pitch to hit.
I mean, what
was your mindset going into the bat? The bat is I want to hit the ball really hard and try to get it out of the ballpark.
Don't ask yes or no questions is another biggie.
Look at this guy. So you hear us interview all the time.
How, you guys are professional superstars.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going to say.
WNBC.
Look at that. Live air
did
chat.
Did I just become Pigmo?
You didn't just become him.
WNBC.
Okay. WNBC.
No. Take that how you want.
Thank you. Waiting. Want. Have a great day.
WNBC.
97.3 The Fan.
The segment of Ben Woods.
7-3.
It's brought to you by your San Diego BMW centers through November 2nd. Lease a 2020 BMW 330i sedan for $399 a month for 36 months with 4124 due at signing. Contact a San Diego County BMW center today for details or visit sdcountybmw.com. And we will get to Craig right after this check. Traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
WNBC.
And standing by on our SDCCU fan hotline, someone who I think is a good question asker. I've worked with him before,
yep.
So I can speak from personal experience. Craig Elston here with our streaming television recommendations for the week. Craig, did you ever get any official interview training? He had more broadcast school training than I did. I know that for a fact.
What's official? I don't know.
Adams was like, with ESPN. He was at ESPN.
You did didn't you do play-by-play camp growing up?
Yeah, when I was 18. I guess there was some
training
some
there.
Interview stuff in there.
Craiger,
yeah.
before your streams, this is the question I love to ask.
Okay.
Do you recall ever asking a question that got you the side eye, are you out of your mind? Like the response that made you sweat as soon as you asked the question. I remember our first week on the air, I got into it with Jim Trotter a little bit and he pushed back on the air. And it made me very nervous. I was 1 week in my sports radio career, and Jim Trotter yelled at me on the phone. Ben gets yelled at by Chris Mortensen all the time for awful questions. Eric Hosmer hates Ben too. Has that ever happened to you? Do you remember?
Didn't we once get a pitching coach of the Padres fired somehow?
Yeah, I kind of feel like we maybe helped get Greg Booker fired a little bit. That might have happened.
We did an interview and we kind of let him down the road and. He eventually ended up, criticizing his own pitchers?
No,
yeah,
no,
that was bad.
No.
It was bad.
Oh, God.
What was the exact quote?
You can't get donkeys to run the Preakness?
Yeah, you can get a donkey ready to run the Preakness, but he's not
going to win.
They're not going to win.
Oh, my God.
And then he got fired?
Yeah. Felt bad about that.
I think that was a really good interview. That was illuminating.
That's true.
That is amazing.
You brought out important information, guys.
That's amazing.
All right, Craig's always got
tried to replicate.
Three streaming television recommendations for us each week. Craig, what direction are we headed today?
All right, three different platforms, three different ideas. And, we briefly mentioned it last week, guys, but I did want to circle back to Borat's subsequent movie film.
Yes.
Because last week in the morning when we had talked, I hadn't watched it yet. I said I can't recommend if I haven't watched it, but I'm sure I'm going to watch it. On Amazon Prime, the number one comedy in the country. So it's not like I'm trying to break new ground here on this first recommendation. In fact, I'm sure most of the people who really truly wanted to watch Borat already have done so. This is a very brief call out to those who have not, okay? To folks who maybe thought Borat was a little bit over the top when it first came out 14 years ago, or maybe you're not really a fan of Sacha Baron Cohen, you didn't like Ali G, and on down the road, or you think he's just too gross, he's maybe a little bit too low humor. I thought Borat 2, Borat's subsequent movie film, is Sacha Baron Cohen's most sophisticated work to date. And I know that's not a super high bar to jump over. He's always done low satire. But this is a movie with a very distinct, clear anti-misogyny message that I think is delivered so hilariously but also so poignantly. And if you think Sacha Baron Cohen is only about Shocker, gross-out, or sex humor, I think you might be surprised if you watch Borat's subsequent movie film to see that this is a more sophisticated product than he's ever done before. It's certainly timely. It's certainly topical to our country. But I think particularly in the world of misogyny, he has really put together something that's kind of essential viewing in terms of understanding where we were and where we're going.
I'm just kind of your pronunciation. You say Borat, and a lot of people say Borat, and I'm not sure now what the right pronunciation is.
Yeah, it threw
me
too.
What's up with the vanilla face?
Borat.
Sorry, I got a little distracted there.
Ben just watched the original.
I did. I haven't watched the subsequent movie film, but I did watch the original. It made me very uncomfortable.
What did you think of the original?
It's good. It
makes me very uncomfortable.
It makes me very uncomfortable to watch something like that, but I certainly appreciate the dedication and effort that went into making something like that.
Yes. He's a genius.
Really amazing.
He's a genius.
That's kind of the point I was making. If generally SBC stuff, Sacha Baron Cohen stuff makes you uncomfortable, I think this is the least uncomfortable making film yet.
There's a couple of uncomfortable scenes. The dance hall scene is a tad.
The debutante ball is.
Yeah, the debutante ball is. And not only for what he does, but it's some of the old drunken Southern fathers that you're like,
oh my God.
Really? Okay, now I know you're a pederast. So cool. It's just, it's gnarly. But he's committed to the bit. Go ahead, Craig.
All right. Next up, if you're looking for something to have the kids watch while you watch Borat,
because that's not it.
Because kids can't watch Borat now. Now I'm in my headset. Like, Borat. Tiny World on Apple TV Plus. Brief sidebar. I think Apple TV Plus is really putting out some great content of late. Like, the last couple of months, I think I've recommended 3 or 4 different Apple TV Plus shows here on Ben and Woods. Long Way Up is a show that I continue to watch that my wife loves, as well, the Ewan McGregor motorcycling show through South America. And here's Tiny World. It's a nature documentary focusing on the smallest creatures on Earth, narrated by Paul Rudd. The thing that blows me away is the cinematography of this show, how they're able to get, you know, such incredibly detailed camera shots of such small creatures. There's vivid color here. You know, the soothing narration of Paul Rudd is great, but the detail, the color, kids are going to love this show. But if you're a nature fan, check out Tiny World. It's fascinating, and the visuals are staggering. They are so good. It really fits the bill as a full family, easy watch. Or if you're looking for something for the kids to watch so you can watch something more mature, Tiny World is a great choice.
Tiny World. At some point, we'll have to ask Greg about his overall, like, if you can't afford all of them, Netflix,
what's
Hulu,
the best?
Amazon Prime, Apple Plus, like, which ones are the most essential streaming services as well? Because all of us can do all of them.
I've tried to live without a couple of them, and I always find my way back, usually on payday. fine, it's $14, who cares?
I just want to know why HBO Max still isn't on Roku. That is killing me.
Oh, God, me too, Paulo. Me too, man. I have to watch all my HBO Max stuff on my laptop.
Yeah, figure it out.
Quite frustrating. okay, last thing, and obviously the number one streaming platform in the world is Netflix. So always try and give you something off Netflix. And I went back through, this is my 29th recommendation appearance on Ben and Woods this year.
Wow.
I went back through all the emails to realize I had not yet mentioned Glow. And Glow was in the news a couple weeks ago in that, having already completed 3 very successful seasons, being re-upped for a 4th, and having the first episode of the 4th season shot, Netflix said, oh, we're going to pull the plug on Glow because it's too difficult during COVID to film this ensemble show that includes physical wrestling scenes and whatnot. But so for now, this show's on hiatus. But it's one of the best original shows that has ever made. Okay, let me underline that. Glow, the ensemble comedy about the gorgeous ladies of wrestling, taking something that actually happened, an old campy TV show from our childhood, and turning it into a comedy drama starring Alison Brie, Betty Gilpin, but also a very diverse all-female cast. The one exception to that is Marc Maron, you know, the WTF podcaster and comedian, who is hired to be the director of the show. and he has his breakout performance on film. This is a terrific show. It's got lots of laughs. It's very well acted. It's got some great moments of drama as well. It's a very empowering show. You know, like I said, it's an all-female cast. It's female showrunners from Orange is the New Black. I really, really liked Glow. Each of the three seasons I thought was terrific, starting in L.A. and the third season moved out to Las Vegas. And I'm hoping that post-COVID in a year or two, they can get the band back together and get a fourth season cranked out. But for now, give the show some support by going on Netflix and giving it a watch, because I tell you what, you're not going to regret it. It's a great show that'll get you sucked in, and it's got a lot of fun along the way.
Well, Craig, given the way COVID seems to be going, we're probably all going to be stuck inside a lot again this winter, so I'm glad we've got your recommendations to keep us entertained for the time being. Thank you so much, as always.
Take care, boys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Craig Elston, Crossing Streams podcast, with his Friday TV recommendations for us on our SDCCU fan hotline. SDCCU online and mobile banking lets you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com. Before we do anything else, I guess it's time for me to read raps.
Indeed. It's a classic. It's a slap. I never heard the track. You haven't lived. You haven't lived till Ben Reeves rap. It's a classic. It's a slap. I never heard the track. You haven't lived. You haven't lived till Ben Reeves rap. Friday, 7:50 a.m. Not an a.m. Ben's about to play himself. Woods can't wait to play him. Being so dang polite, he uses no obscenities. Ayo. Ben's about as nice, has the room's amenities. Where you at? I'm in the driveway, you on the highway. How's he never heard this song? Who knows, bro, no way. Setting up weekends full of laughter, full of play. Ben's about to butcher classes, gotta slap in major ways, major lanes. Should've knew that. Classic. How'd he do that? Longing for the day he tries to say, chop the screw wraps. Ben, don't do this, don't do that. We know you never heard the verse, just know you really blew that. It's a classic.
All right, here we go. What's Scott today's inspiration?
Today's inspiration was the guy that bought his wife a hologram for her 40th birthday.
Very weird hologram.
Very weird hologram. We talked about it earlier. So this is, of course, an homage to Kanye.
Break records at Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl, a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival, the un-American idols, what... Ends did in Paris, got him hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business. We talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet. I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach. Think he had the same, except mine tinted and his might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by a business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gonna kill me, but let me finish. Blame it on the pigment. We live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where TC lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. He wasn't really drunk, he just had a few brews. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. Speedboat swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays, so I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis, but I just want to design hotels and nail it. S is real, got me feeling Israelian, like Bar Raffaele, Giselle, now that's Brazilian. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? Oh. But I've been talking to God for so long, and if you look at my life, I guess he's talking back, effing with my click. Keep going. Ain't nobody fresher than my MF click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the, they want the, they want the. Theme.
That's it?
That's it. That's theme. All there is. That's it.
Well done.
I'm at the end.
Well done.
What's that song called?
Called Click.
Click.
And it's Jay-Z, and it's Kanye. Who else, Paulie?
It's a collaboration.
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Collaboration.
Yep. And you nailed it.
It's
like you did that one like too good.
Actually. Yeah. Well, I've got chains.
Like, you did too good.
Chains. Too good. You wanted me to do worse.
Yes.
A little bit.
Do worse.
Like you, that was too well done.
Apologize for my proficiency, but you know, it's It's the whole theory of you put enough time and effort into something, eventually you have enough hours where you become an expert at it.
That's true, 10,000 hours.
And I have pretty much put in enough time to not be an expert rapper, but an expert at reading rap lyrics that I've never seen before. Louis, ate breakfast at Gucci. My girl a superstar off from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas didn't pay us, got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business. We talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet. I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach. Think he had the same. Except my tenant and his might have been rented. You know white people get money.
It's a banger.
He did a better job rhyming tinted and rented than I did.
That song is as good as it gets.
He also says Fru Brews.
Fru Brews. All right, we got 1 hour. Last hour of the week of Ben and Woods. Hit the finish line strong. Have some more fun. Let's get to it. It's Ben and Woods. Don't go anywhere. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3
The Fan.
97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.